I've heard some pretty positive things about the value of hypnotherapy for quitting bad habits or fostering positive new ones. But how does it work and what are some ways we can apply the logic to our daily lives? Well, joining me to tell us some more about it is Val Brendler from Soul Body Pain Therapy in Murray Bridge. Hi there, Val.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. So I understand you used to be a teacher, then a mental health nurse. So tell us about your shift into hypnotherapy. What's drawn you to it?
Well, two things. When I was working as a teacher and particularly doing special education, I found that particularly by high school level, a lot of teenagers had just about given up trying to learn new things. So there's techniques with hypnotherapy that can really help them learn much better, and definitely for younger children as well, and particularly for those that really lack a lot of ability to concentrate well, there's certain techniques that they can learn. As a clinical mental health nurse, I also did a course called cognitive behavioural therapy, which is widely recognised by psychologists, and you know, they get a Medicare provider number, so people can go and see them if they get in. But I found that a lot of clients were having real difficulty in trying to process, you know, the actual conscious mind thoughts.
Right.
So more and more, after having done one certain hypnotherapy course, which relieved a lot of pain for me, I'd like to talk about that later, I found that there's just got to be an easier way in which to help clients who can't undergo a lot of heavy cognitive processing in order to be able to do their own healing. So hypnotherapy actually works in such a way that as long as the client is willing to allow their unconscious mind to come to the fore with certain relaxation techniques, they can actually be their best healers. The people, the clients actually do it for themselves. Hypnotherapists like myself just guide them along, but everybody has the power to be able to allow their unconscious mind to do that healing using various strategies.
It is extraordinary, isn't it? The power of the mind.
Yes.
You know, when we see these studies with, you always have a group which is the placebo group, but they often are better off than if they weren't in it at all, right?
It's just
amazing how the placebo effect and the effect of the mind can transform us. And you mentioned there in terms of learning, but also pain. That's really interesting, that it has the capacity to reduce pain.
It can.
Mm.
It can't reduce what we call realistic tissue pain as such. You know, if someone's had an accident and there's real neuro damage that's done to their system, it can't, of course, remove that. But people then learn how to tolerate their residual pain, particularly if it's ongoing. And where their tissues may have healed, often the mind remembers how to learn how to cope with that pain, and it doesn't let go of those emotions that were engaged. And it could be emotions such as anger about having an accident that they may not have caused. It can be very negative emotions, you know, such as depression, anxiety, fear, even guilt, perhaps, if they were the one that caused something to happen and they're suffering pain and put a lot of pressure on their carers as a result. So when the mind actually learns how to retain that idea of pain, it then transmits the message down to the actual body tissues that continue to feel pain, where their medicos continue to say, you shouldn't be feeling pain any longer.
Right.
Your body has healed. And yet it's so hard to believe that.
So it's kind of tied up with emotions in a way.
Yes,
yes.
This is exactly what hypnotherapy is all about, that it addresses the learnt emotions in the body, and therefore there's certain techniques that every hypnotherapist can use, you know, to remove what often turns out to be what we call the root cause of that pain.
With me at the moment is Val Brendler from Soul Body Pain Therapy. We're talking about hypnotherapy. I think, Val, sometimes people get a bit freaked out about the concept of hypnotherapy, you know, that concept of being up on a stage clucking like a chicken or something like that. So what do you say to alleviate people's concerns about making a fool of themselves and that sort of thing?
Look, you are in absolute control. Nobody can hypnotise you. If you can only allow hypnosis to happen, and the people that volunteer or they're very carefully selected by the hypnotist on stage can see that they're the ones that love being the party person, the show-off, you know, the exhibitionist. They're the ones that they select to go on stage. You, as a client, are fully in control because your mind is free to accept or reject whatever the hypnotherapist suggests. So if it doesn't go along according to your ethics or values, then you're not going to accept any suggestion that the hypnotherapist gives you. So you're fully in control. It's a little bit just like being in a trance.
Yes.
Such as just watching TV or being in a bit of a daydream state, but you're fully alert, even more fully focused, because often your body's relaxing completely to allow your unconscious mind to focus to the full. And that's when you can do the most valuable work, because your unconscious mind has a primary function, and that is to heal the self, to keep the body surviving. So it does miraculous healing with the powers, you know, that most of us are unaware of.
Now, this is something I've particularly heard success about with regards to habits. So particularly getting rid of bad habits, right?
Yes.
Trying to ditch the smokes. How is it that that works?
It only works really effectively if the client themselves are fully committed to doing it.
Mm.
If the client's rather ambivalent, sure, I can do some motivational interviewing, we call it, you know, to weigh up the pros and cons and help the person to become more committed. But it's the same with alcohol and substance abuse. I can certainly help people give up drugs fairly quickly and alcohol, but only if they're at 100% commitment. That's the important factor, because then they give the message to their unconscious mind that they really want to heal their body for various reasons. So that person is going to be their most effective healer.
I understand that at your Murray Bridge practice, you're keen to get more therapists up to use the space.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. I've been trying for a long time. We definitely need more therapists to help people with disabilities,
mm-hmm.
Particularly psychologists, counsellors. Of course, we need more allied health people as well. So I've created a space to try and encourage more therapists to come up. So if there's anybody out there that knows anyone that's looking for a room at very cheap rental, fully set up with a phone line going direct to their home line or mobile for confidentiality reasons, yes, just get them to give me a ring on 8535 4142. There's a sign out the front at 24 Adelaide Road where they can get all the details.
Oh, great.
I'd be happy to see anybody share.
And I'm sure people could book in with you as well as a hypnotherapist.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, really fascinating to hear about your world and the world of hypnotherapy. Thanks for joining me, Val Brendler.
Thank you very much for having me.